God gave me the ability to dream. Dreams are God's way of pointing out that I have the possibility of achieving excellence in my life. God made me different from other animals. They are programmed by instinct to do exactly what they're supposed to do and nothing more. Dreams are not found in the equation of their life. Cheetahs don't dream of driving a sleek yellow sports car across the plains of the Serengeti in search of prey. Cows don't stand around dreaming of the day that they can increase their milk production by 30%. Beavers don't dream of building bigger and better high-tech dams and controlling vast wetlands in their domain. Cheetahs, cows, and beavers get along just fine without dreams. I am more than a creature of instinct. God made it possible for me to dream great dreams and to make them come true. My dreams make it possible for me to drive a yellow sports car across the plains of the Serengeti. They make it possible to increase milk production in my cows by 30%. They make it possible to build dams to control floods and generate hydroelectric power. A world without dreams is a world without progress and excellence. God gave me dreams for a purpose. They are God's way of programming me for excellence. I will dream great dreams and achieve excellence in my life. When I hear people talk about God's plan for their life, there's frequently a feeling of apprehension embedded in the discussion. The unspoken fear is that God wants to make you do something that you don't want to do, and He has a plan to send you to some obscure part of the planet. You're sure that if you follow His plan, you'll end up in Bongo Congo doing things that you don't want to do. They regard God as the omnipresent killjoy bent on ruining their life. I'm not sure why people are so apprehensive. God never did anything to make people feel that way. If you ever end up in Bongo Congo, it will be because that's where you wanted to go. God can use you anywhere, even in Bongo Congo. God doesn't do bad things to people. People do bad things to people. God has a dream for your life that is better than anything you can imagine, and you don't have to twist God's arm to make that dream come true. God wants it to happen even more than you do. God needs people like you and me, and He needs all of your talents and abilities. You don't need to grovel and scrape before God. You are one of His children, and the reason He gave you those talents and abilities is because He is going to use them to bless His world. God's arms of love are your arms. God's heart of love is your heart. God's voice of love is your voice. God's songs of love are the songs that you write and sing. You don't need to worry about whether God has a plan for your life. All you need to do is get in agreement with Him and start living the plan. Jesus said, "Seek and you will find. Ask and it will be given you. Knock and the door will be opened." God isn't holding anything back. The problem isn't Him. The problem is us. God wants to use you in a big way. He wants you to live large for His kingdom. You only get one life, and God wants to make it into a great one.